Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for the beginning of the week of Fire on the Earth, the program that's dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Evangelization is just communicating the good news about Jesus. About Jesus the Lord, the Savior of the world. And this week I want to talk about some of the apostolic preaching and the mind of the apostles and what they taught us. And so much of what's at the heart of the good news is summarized so beautifully in the very simple phrase, Jesus Christ is Lord. Kind of the central summary proclamation that you hear from the apostles in one way or another, the Acts of the Apostles and some of the writings of St. Paul as well. Jesus Christ Lord really does summarize the essence of who Jesus is. And it's important for us always to ask the help of the Holy Spirit, whose primary mission, or you might say the first mission of the Holy Spirit, is to reveal to every human heart the glory and majesty of Jesus, what it means that he is Jesus, that he is the Christ, and that he is Lord, and how he alone, knowing that, knowing those names, knowing those titles in the Catechism, beautifully lays these things out in the second section of the profession of the Christian faith in the Catechism on the Creed, I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. I'm going to look at some of that today, this week, look at as well some passages from the New Testament. You can see the clarity with which the apostles proclaimed the truth about Jesus. So that Christianity is Christ. Christianity is Jesus. Christianity is new life in Jesus. Christianity is a new life. It's not just one of a variety of important religions in history, giving us some insight into how we're supposed to live. Christianity isn't first about what we're supposed to do. It's about what God has done for us. The amazing reality of what God has done in his Son, Jesus. And the mission of the Spirit is to empower and to enable human beings to come to see through God's grace the majesty and authority of Jesus and his uniqueness. And the Christian life is really an ever-deepening journey of greater intimacy and union and conviction and confidence and great hope in who Jesus is and what he's accomplished. My hope is not in my ability to kind of get my act together between now and when I die. It's not in my own resources. My hope is in a person, in Jesus. And my hope of being able to live a new life, the life he's calling me to, calling you to, is his presence in me, in the power of the Holy Spirit, making it possible for me to move from death to life, for me to be conformed to the image of the Lord. And the amazing thing is to help me come into the promises that Jesus has given to us, that God himself has given to us, what he's promised us, the life he's promised us. And he wants to transform us. Earlier today, as I was preparing for the shows, I was thinking of the fruits of the Spirit. Just another description of, you might say, the characteristics of Jesus that get communicated to us. What are the fruits of the Spirit? That is the fruits of a life lived in the Spirit. That is, if we pay attention, as Jesus described in John 15, that as the Father has loved me, so I love you. The Father and I have come to make our home in you. And if you abide in that love, the love that I have for you, that is, if you pay attention to it, if you hunger for it, if you thirst for it, if you make room for it, if you prize it, if you seek to grow in it, the Lord said, you will bear much fruit. And that fruit will lead to great reward, great eternal reward, blessings in this life, but more importantly, an eternal reward. But he said, if we don't abide, we're not going to be able to bear much fruit. And part of the fruit that we bear is not just the deeds the Lord calls us to do, but we start to bear the fruit of the life of the Lord in us. That's what the fruits of the Spirit are: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. These are all characteristics of the person of Jesus. And literally what we've heard many times, different authors and writers, Peter Cree, for example, says, we're all called to be saints. We're all called to be little Christs. And none of us has the resource to make ourselves that, to produce that in ourselves. It begins first with our hearing the truth about Jesus and responding to the call to repentance, because he comes to save us. We'll hear the apostles this week talking so clearly about at the heart of their mission was to bring repentance and forgiveness of sins to every person on the planet and to turn our hearts toward the Lord and to enter into baptism so that our sins could be forgiven. We could then receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and begin the new life. St. Peter, the apostles, heard the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Go tell them about this life that you have. So the apostle lived with an awareness that they weren't just carrying a set of beliefs through history. It wasn't like they had a book of wisdom that they were just passing on to people, though obviously they bore wisdom, the wisdom of God. But what they were communicating is not ideas and thoughts, but a new way of life that is empowered by the very life of God within us. And this is an important discovery. This is the secret to being able to live the life Jesus calls us to live a transformed life and to come into the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's easy to forget that the centerpiece of it all is God has come to make his home in us, and now he wants to live with us. He wants us to walk, Jesus says, abide. That means to stay with him, to stay with his teaching, to stay with his voice at work in us and the power he's giving us. He wants to help us. He promised through the Holy Spirit that he would give us the Spirit that would lead us to all truth, the Spirit that would give us the strength we need to accomplish whatever the Lord's called us to and to become in an ever deeper way children of God. You know, sometimes it feels like God is far off, almost like Christian Smith, a sociologist, described the faith of many today in the world. This is a decade or so ago. He described it as moralistic, therapeutic deism. Moralistic, that is, like it's like Christianity is somehow about moral law primarily, you know, fulfilling moral precepts. Moralistic and therapeutic, or that Christianity is also a way for me to just feel better and feel better about myself, and that's kind of the focus of it. And then deism is the idea of God kind of wound everything up like a clock at the beginning, and now it's running, the world's running in your presence, and he's mainly outside it all, standing and watching. And he's not present in and acting in our lives in a deep and an intimate way. None of those represent what Christianity is, though that's often what it can feel like. Now listen to St. Paul in chapter 10 of Romans. He says this, talking about the gospel that we've been given, the power of the gospel. It's living and active, the writer of Hebrews would say. It penetrates deep into our soul, deep into the heart, separating bone marrow, and it manifests the intentions of the heart. Jesus is coming to the core of your life with the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit. He's coming to touch the very center of your being that you might even be a stranger to. And he's going to reveal the intentions and motives of your heart and my heart. And he's going to give us a new heart, is the promise. The heart of Jesus, the pulsating heart of the love between the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit, working in our lives. And the deistic instinct, that is to say, well, God's out there and he's given me the game plan and now I need to go do it. And it's like we're on our own and he's watching, as opposed to saying, no, no, no. And he's keeping score. You might say that he's watching and he's keeping score, and it's mostly my efforts and my resources that are going to produce whatever change can happen in my life. And he's keeping score to see how far I get. It couldn't be farther from the truth. The centerpiece of Christianity is God has come to make his home in us. Faith tells us, reminds us, gives us conviction that the words of Jesus are true, and that I now am a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the whole meaning of my life now, the whole way in which I understand and live out my Christian faith, is to know above all else that God has made his home in me, and that I'm a new creation, and that I've begun the journey, that I'm not walking by myself by any means, but I've been given a new power and a new capacity in the Holy Spirit to enable me to be able to receive God's truth, to hear the Lord's voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They know me. We hear the voice, his voice through scripture. We hear his voice through his creation. We hear his voice through the teaching of the church. But we also hear his voice deep in our own spirit. As Paul says so beautifully in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit of God speaks to our spirit. And literally, think about it this way, the Spirit of God, if we listen and we find we create the habit of solitude, silence, and with real expectant faith, we see the adventure of living with God, speaking to the Lord, listening for his voice. He said, what we'll end up hearing and we'll realize is that the Spirit of God is teaching us that Jesus is Lord. He's teaching us that God is our Father. He's giving us strength and conviction to understand and believe. And as we step deeper and deeper into this, we get more and more transformed. We get transformed into Christ, and he does this work in us. We cooperate with it, but it's beautiful. He does it, but if we're not living with that awareness and we just feel like we're on our own and we're not living in conversation with God, it's very difficult to grow and to grow in faith and hope and love. And so here's a word from St. Paul, Romans 10, verse 8. He said, the word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So this word called the gospel, the message of Christ, which is the power of God for salvation, is communicated to us. And Paul's speaking to a Christian community in Rome, and he's saying, where is this? It's on your lips and it's in your heart. And he goes on to say, because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's a summary right there of the heart of the gospel. If you're to ask, what is the gospel? What's the central message of Christianity? It's right here in just two lines from St. Paul. And he said that it's normal for someone who's baptized into Christ to have this word deep in the heart. He said this word is in your heart. And this is where the Holy Spirit plants it. He plants it in your heart. And he wants to take you deeper into the mystery. The word is not just, you might say, an instruction. It's a person. God's plan is a person. Christianity is about a person. It's about Jesus. It's about what God the Father's done in Jesus and who Jesus is in his work now in us, sharing with us what belongs to him. I'll read it again. But the word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The Holy Spirit wants to help you and me make that confession deep and to believe it and to receive. So today I just want to encourage you, friends, in this day, just receive the Lord's word into your heart. Confess that with your lips. Believe it in your heart. And invite Jesus throughout the day. Lord, I want to know you more. I want to see what you see. I want to feel what you feel. I want to follow you. I want to go as deep as you want us to go. Friends, he will answer that prayer. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.